Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
It's another massive weekend in the world of horse racing. So much to look forward to over the course of the next couple of days. And first, we're going to say hello to Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland, who once again kindly joins us on the show. It's hello to you, Martin.
Hello to you, Barry. How are things?
Very well. Just before we go into this weekend's action, as I said, so much happening over the next couple of days. But just looking back on last week, great to see some great racing on TG Cahir. And I suppose Chatham Street Lad for Michael Winters and Ken Turk was certainly one of the stars of the weekend.
Yes, definitely. Without a doubt, he was very, very impressive. No problem stepping up to 3 miles. The soft ground, which he hadn't really got at Chatham, certainly was in his favour last weekend, and it was a quick turnaround, and fair play to Michael Winters for taking the chance. But he looks a very, very good horse, and I think he should go on to Punchestown now and probably compete in the big 3 mile grade one novice chase there. And I think next year then you could look at a horse like he could yet be a Gold Cup horse, and he certainly could be a grade one horse, without about that. And I think the way he jumps, the way he travels, Michael has done a great job with him, and I think he's got a very bright future, it has to be said.
Yeah, he sure has. And we're going to move on now to this weekend's action, because it's a feast of racing over the course of the next couple of days. Easter weekend is always a big weekend, and two meetings down for decision tomorrow, Martin, where we have Cork and Fairy House.
Yeah, just start with Cork first. It's just a flat card there, and it's a very good one actually. There's 8 races down for decision, 125, plenty of runners as you would expect. Ground is officially soft down on Cork, even the soft in place, but it's drying out, and certainly some very good horses on show. Probably the best one is a horse called Princess Zoe for Tony Mullins in the 420, the feature Noblesse Stakes, a listed race over a mile and a half. This one's a really much improved performer last season, formerly trained in Germany. She won 5 of her 7 races, starting off in handicaps, of course, and she won twice the Galway Festival, and then won the listed race there in September before winning the grade one Prix de Cadran, a group one Prix de Cadran under Joey Sheridan, who again rides tomorrow. She ended off the season by finishing 4th in the French St. Ledger, which might have looked a disappointing run at the time, but I suppose it was the end of a long hard season. But actually the winner of that race, Subjectivist, came out last weekend and won a big race in Maidan, and is already one of the favourites for the Ascot Gold Cup. So I expect Princess Zoe to take a lot of beating tomorrow. She has to concede a bit of weight to her rivals here, and she possibly might need a run, but maybe one there, Joseph Ryan, actually unusual this one, Mighty Blue. She's very interesting there. She's been running over hurdles of late, actually finished 4th over hurdles at the Cheltenham Festival recently, and then received £7 off Princess Zoe. She might just be good enough to beat her tomorrow, because she certainly has proven fitness on her side. The other very good race down for decision tomorrow is the Sean Barrett Bloodstock Stakes, a listed race, and we have here another much improved performer of last season, a horse called Make a Challenge for Dennis Hogan, who won several times last year, all at listed level. This one makes a season debut, carrying top weight in the 235 event tomorrow. He really did improve an awful lot last season, Barry, and I suppose he should be expected to go very close again. He does have the favourite soft ground in his favour, and should go make a very bold bid again, but plenty of horses against him. Those were previous runs this season. A horse called Downforce won very well for Willie McCreary at Curra on the opening day 2 weeks ago, should go very well. Well, Chessman for Richard O'Brien on a good race at Cork last weekend. And then the other ones, maybe Laugh a Minute for Adrian McGuinness, and the much improved What Harm, who had a really good time at the Dundalk weather surface during the winter, won 4 or 5 races in a row. So it is a very strong race. I think maybe if it was to have a bet on that one, maybe Chessman each way could go well. And then the other race at Cork, the 4:55, I think worth maybe having a talk about this one. Miran for John Mortez certainly looks a much improved performer, and he was ran a good race when finishing 9th or 10th in the Irish Lincoln over a much too short trip last time, a couple of weeks ago. Even though he's top weight here, I think the step up to a mile and a quarter would suit him well, and he could win under Ben Cohen.
Very good, Martin. So that's the action in Cork, and I suppose a lot of people will be looking for winners in Fairy House, and some top quality action below there, or up there I should say, on Saturday.
Yes, really excellent card, as we said. Plenty of races here. Eight races again, starting at 1:15. And a couple of very good races tomorrow. The EBF Novice Hurdle Grade B race over 3 miles is probably one of the feature events at 3:30. A full field here of 20, and lots in with chances. I think the top one here on Eagles Wings, trained by Timmy Hyde, and the mount of Harold Swan, Charlie Swan's son, has done very well this season, won 2 races already, and even with top weight here, he must have a good chance. He was a good winner of a grades race at Naas last time. He did go up £10 for that, but young Harry claimed £7, and certainly he's a chip off the old block. His father, Charlie, of course, won the best champion national jockeys are probably of the modern era. Certainly was a very, very good jockey, of course, the rider of Istabrak, and Harold certainly looks to have inherited some of his father's ability in the saddle. He came in 7 here, has his tough pass off top weight, but certainly wouldn't be without a chance. Lower down the weight, horse called Velvet Elvis for the local stable of Tom Gibney should go very well. Was third last time in a good race at Navan, but before that had won his 2 races at Torless and at Ferry House. Well, Fun Light for Joseph Bryan must have a bit of a chance as well, and maybe Jessica Harrington's Cross Hill. It's a very open contest. The ground is drying out nicely at Ferry House. The ground is yielding at the moment, and I just think maybe with that in mind, possibly Cross Hill might have a chance there in that 3:30 event. Other race then, the Rybo Handicap Hurdle, very, very valuable event this one. Tough handicap, as you would expect. Again, full field of 20 facing the starter here, and lots of runners, of course, from the Willie Mullen stable here. Paul Townley has chosen to ride Rulia Bulia, one that didn't go to Cheltenham. Ran okay last time, went 7th or 8th at Leopardstown, the Dublin Racing Festival, and the race has worked out quite well. And I suppose with Paul having the choice of 4 or 5 rounds in this one, the fact he's chosen to ride Rulia Bulia suggests she must have a good chance. However, Eclair de Beaufort for Denise Foster, Jordan Gainford, certainly a name we're hearing an awful lot about. He claims a very valuable James, £7 off this one. It was a good forward to Belfast Banter in the county hurdle at Cheltenham a couple of weeks ago. Must go close again here. While Golden Jewel, I thought, for Edward Cawley, is a horse that always runs well in these type of races and must have an each way chance. I think this one, maybe Golden Jewel, could be worth a few euro each way. In other races then, the two bumpers are very, very interesting, Barry. Brooklyn Glory and Party Central could fight out the mayor's one at 4:40. I think Party Central, second at Leopardstown last time, just might be good enough to beat Brooklyn Glory. Well, in the last race, it looks a straight match between two previous winners here, dual previous winners. Horse called Flame Bearer for Pat Doyle has really impressed when winning a Torless in Limerick, but he has got to take on a very good horse at Gavin Cromwell. It's called Let's Be Clear About It. Finished second to Kilcroot in the big bumper at Leopardstown, the Dublin Racing Festival. Kilcroot went on and ran a very good race from second the champion bumper at the Cheltenham Festival. I think that form might just give him the edge here, but it is a very, very interesting last race, the 5:15 at Ferry House tomorrow.
Yeah, brilliant stuff all together. Some cracking action there on Saturday, and the same can be said about Sunday.
Absolutely. I think really this is a cracking card on Sunday. It's unusual really this year. I suppose Ferry House is on Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We don't go with Easter Tuesday this year, but there's 5 graded races down for decision at Ferry House on Sunday, but the action gets underway at 1:50, another 8 race card, and a couple of really cracking contests here. 2 grade 1 events, the Irish Standing Farms EBF Mayor's Novice Hurdle is the first one at 3:20, but we also have the Under 18 Exchange Novice Steeplechase at 5 o'clock. And in that Mayor's Novice Hurdle, I suppose lots of horses here that must have a good chance. It's very open. This race has been won in the past for the likes of Annie Power and Benny the Duck, but I think this year it's much more open than that, and it's hard to know actually what's going to even be favoured, to be quite honest. 5 of these actually Barry ran in the Mayor's Novice Hurdle, won by Tell Me Something Girl at the Cheltenham Festival recently. And it just depends, I suppose, which of the 5 will come out of the race best. On that occasion, Sky Ace for Shara Canlan finished 4th. Rosie's Hollow was 7th. Glens of Antrim for Woody Munns was 6th. Hookup was 12th. And Galloise was only 11th. Woody Munns' trio there didn't actually run that well at Cheltenham, and they'll be out for compensation tomorrow. I thought of that of that 5 horses that ran, maybe Sky Ace and Rosie's Hollow could be the pick of those that maybe ran in that race. But I just had a feeling there may be a horse called Royal Illusion, again for Woody Munns, one that didn't actually run at Cheltenham. I thought won very well at the Leopardstown a couple of weeks ago. She's formerly a very good horse on the flat, actually, a former winner at Irish Desire, which I just feel a step up to 2.5 mile would suit her. The drying ground certainly would suit her, and she could be a little bit of value. She's definitely one of the freshest horses in the race, which I think could be important at this time of year. Well, Atlantic Fairy for Henry Bramhead for Rachel Blackmore. This one's quite a good animal too. One or two races very well in very good style. Stepping up in class here, and the drying ground could be a problem, may not be a problem either, so it's hard to know either way. It's just a very open contest, this one, for a grade one, and maybe it'll each way, and Royal Illusion might reward each way support. The other race then is more classy, probably the 5 o'clock one, and here the favourite is going to be Asterion for Lounge for Woody Mullins and Paul Townend. This one was third in the Marsh Novice Chase at the Cheltenham Festival. Now, of course, that was the race where Chatham Street Lad finished 4th, and we've seen what he did last weekend. So if he turns out okay, he must have a really big chance of winning this. He's back over in his fight, kind of distance of 2.5 will certainly suit him. Going on a right-handed track always seems to suit him for Lounge, and you can see why he's going to be about 5-4 favourite at the moment. Of course, that race was marred by the fall of Envoy Allen, but if he turns up in the same type of form as Chatham Street Lad, he's going to take plenty of beating. However, certainly no one-horse race. I think Andy Dufresne for Denise Foster and Mark Walsh, finished, last time we seen him was third to Monkfish, of course, at the Dublin Racing Festival. That was a fine effort, in fairness, because Monkfish went on and won the RSA Chase, and of course the second horse on the occasion, Legs Exhibition, is one of the favourites for the Irish Grand National on Monday. I think that Andy Dufresne, maybe the fact he didn't go to Cheltenham should help him, and he just might be a bit of value to beat Asturian for Lounge. Others with chances there are bigger prices, maybe Scarlet and Dove, a mare for Joseph Ryan, who's certainly doing well lately, and Janet Dill could go well for Willie Mullins as well, with Jody McGarvey on board. But those two races certainly stand out on Sunday. Other races certainly would definitely worth mentioning, the 250 novice hurdle over 2 miles, a horse called Echoes and Rain should win that one for Willie Mullins. This one was a very impressive winner at Naas in February. The second horse on that occasion, Belfast Banter, went on and won the valuable handicap hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival. So you'd have to say Echoes and Rain has the form there. Well, in other races, 350 maybe Gentleman's Game for Rachel Blackmore or Mouse Morris. I do like this horse. I think it's going to be a really good chase for next season, and he certainly is one to watch in that 350 event.
Yeah, just in terms of the Gold Cup Novice Chase, are you surprised, Martin, that latest exhibition hasn't lined up here?
Well, I think the decision that Tiger Old is not going to run the Irish Grand National, it's a hard one, I suppose. You would have thought that if he did turn up, he would have been favoured. 2.5 miles might be short of his best, but I just think, it was a hard decision for Connections. I suppose Irish National, there's only one Irish National. He's rated 153. He's carrying top weight of 11.10, but we have seen high class horses in the past winning the Irish Grand National. Our Duke won it in a similar type way three or four years ago, actually 2017, he won it very easily. So I suppose looking at the final field, I would expect the latest exhibition maybe to line up in that grade one on Sunday. But I guess Connections field, maybe 2.5 mile trip might be a bit short for him. And maybe obviously the prize money for Irish Grand National and 216,000 to the winner, well, it's 47,000 for the grade one. I suppose, that's not obviously the deciding factor, but there is only one Grand National. I think, Connections feel they probably have a better chance of winning that one. But there's no doubt to me that if he lined up on Sunday, he would have been the favourite to beat Asturian for Lounge. But it's a tough call.
Yeah, without a doubt. And then we're going to move on now to Monday, because the Boyle Sports Irish Grand National will be one of the features of the year, of course, for many horse racing fans. It's a 5 o'clock start. It was announced earlier today that Tiger Roll won't be lining up. He will head to Aintree instead. But it's going to be another fabulous contest, and so many of them a chance.
Absolutely. We're betting 7-1 the field at the moment with Boyle Sports. Barry, and latest exhibition is one of two favourites here, a horse called The Big Dog. It's a joint favourite with him. Now, The Big Dog, trained by Peter Fatty, Jamie Codd, he'd be delighted to see Tiger on that running, because he would have to get down to a really, really light weight. Certainly wouldn't have any Easter eggs over the next few days if he's done plenty of weight since riding this The Big Dog. This is the horse he rode, and he won the actual national trial at Punchdown a couple of weeks ago. He showed real battling qualities on that occasion, and certainly must have a big chance here. He's up £9 for that win, but I just think of his value for the win. He's a very interesting individual. He's a fine big horse, and as far as a very popular name, The Big Dog. But I just have a slight feeling that maybe the ground, he could certainly do a bit of rain over the weekend. I just think he's shown his best form on softest ground, and he's a slight worry that maybe the ground might be a little bit on the lively side. They're doing some selective watering of the course, actually, because the weather's supposed to get a bit cooler over the weekend, but not much rain forecast, and so that could make things interesting. I think that'll suit that latest exhibition, though, there's no doubt, and he is a class horse. Like, he was probably facing Mission Impossible trying to beat the likes of Monkfish, because he's already favoured for the Gold Cup, and he certainly wasn't disgraced in any race he ran against Monkfish. He ran a very good race against him over 3 miles at Leopardstown on Christmas, and then last time was just outpaced over 2.5 miles. But really, that form is high class, and sometimes you just have to look and say, even though with top weight 11.10, he's got a favourite chance of winning. It's a very, very exciting horse, and I think he could take a huge amount of beating. Now, there's lots of horses in against him, so I suppose there's a chance, as you'd imagine, with a 30-year horse race, and he does have to concede plenty of weight. The bottom weight is a 10.6, so he has plenty of weight to give around, but not as huge a kind of a task maybe as normal, because he only has to give a stone and four to the very bottom horse. I think that would be well within his capabilities. Whether he gets 3.5 miles is probably the big question. It is a good race for novices over the years, and it is a tough race. There's no doubt that last four furlongs, I think, separates the men from the boys, and you need horses to get the trip very well. One interesting thing, I think, a side effect here, I think, Barry, is Willie Mullins has purchased Augusta Gold in recent weeks. Actually, this one was a very good second in the national trial last year. She won a filly's race that. A mare's race at Fairy Hills in February, and after that race, Willie actually bought the horse off the trainer Margaret Mullins, and she must have a big chance here under Paul Townley. She caught around 9-1. She went up £7 for that win. She has a nice little weight there, 11-3, and must have a good chance. The last mare to win the race actually was Liberty Council back in 2013, so certainly is beyond the bounds of possibility that this one could win here. That's the other horse with chances. Home by the Lead for Joseph Bryan, Off You Go for Robbie Barnes, and Espirito Bello could go well for Barry Connell. Billion experienced all right, but I think he has a chance there around 14-1. The one I was looking at myself is a horse called Brace Yourself for Noel Mead. He's had plenty of experience over fences. He's been put away here since last November when he finished a fine second in a 3-mile 5 race over this course and distance to Court Maid. Now Court Maid went up £12 for that victory. Brace Yourself finished 6th and 2nd, but he only went up £2. Noel Mead knows what it takes to win this race. He won it with the Bunny Boiler in 2002. Sean Flanagan on board, I think the drying ground will suit him. And around, you know, 22-1, 20-1, I'd recommend. I think he's got a great each way chance. He proved he stays the trip. He jumps reasonably well. You always want plenty of luck in the Van National. But I just think around 20-1, Brace Yourself would be my bet each way. But for the class angle, certainly today's exhibition will take plenty of beating.
Very good, Martin. So look, it's going to be another bumper weekend, and you know, there'll be some great coverage as well over Fairy House over the course of the weekend, so I'm sure it'll have a huge following as always.
Absolutely, yeah. RT is going to cover a couple of days as well, and you know, some very good racing there at Cork on Sunday as well. Didn't mention that earlier on, but I think Spyglass Hill is a big chance in the 3:30 there, and in the 2:30 Petit Mouchoir, he's getting on in years, but he ran a fine race at Cheltenham last night. I think he's got a great chance under Jordan Gainford in that 2:30 race at Cork on Sunday.
Brilliant stuff, and look, you've pinpointed a good couple of selections there over the course of a couple of days, but just to get, I suppose, your national picks once more for anyone that's listening.
Yeah, I think Brace Yourself definitely each way. I think, you know, 20-1 each, got a very good each way chance. Obviously for the ones that I'd like to follow the favourites, I think Latest Exhibition must have a big chance, and maybe another one there at a big price horse called Enjoy Dallin. He's a big chance if he can get the trip. Of course, as you could say about a lot of horses, I think he's an improving young horse for Kieran Murphy. He was involved with Dot Love when Liberty Council won back in 2013, so he knows exactly what he's doing. I think this Enjoy Dallin is a novice that could go very well. His price around 25-28-1 definitely, and the pain your 4.6, 4.7 and some big bookmakers, so certainly plenty of value to be had out there.
Yeah, that horse has certainly caught the eye in recent times, Enjoy Dallin, and looks a horse that could relish the trip, Martin.
Well, that's it. I think the connections are hoping for that. Sometimes these novices don't get the chance to run over these big long distances, and sometimes when they do, they find plenty of improvement. But he's very consistent. He was second over 3 miles at Navan last time. I've seen him second before that, Home by the Lee, who is well fancied by Joseph Bryan at Naas. And he was a good winner there a couple of times. So he's plenty of experience, which I think you need for this type of race. But he could be one I definitely would recommend each way at 25-28-1.
Brilliant. And as you said, look, shop around, because you know, all the various bookmakers, there will be some paying plenty of places. You might even find 7 or 8 in a place, so shop around. But anyway, Martin, it was fantastic speaking to you once again this weekend. There was a lot to get through. I'm sure you'll be enjoying the action over the course of the weekend.
Absolutely. I'll look forward, of course, to next week. We have the Aintree Grand National this time. Next Saturday, of course, will be on, and lots of people are looking forward to that one as well.
Yeah, looking forward to speaking to you again next week, Martin. Thanks very much.
Take care, mind yourself.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.